at earthlink.net. That's SWINGERA at earthlink.net. Back to the swing era now. The year is 1939, and let's have some fun with the Clam Bake 7.
I love to roam out yonder, out where the buffalo wander. Free as the eagle flying, I'm roping and a-tying, I'm roping and a-tying. Give me my ranch and my cattle, far from the great city's rattle. Give me a big herd to battle, for I just love herding cattle.
Rancho Grande, get along, little doggy, get along.
Give me my bridle and saddle, and my old pinto I'll straddle. I'll get the cowboys a-riding out where the rustlers are hiding.
Rancho Grande, get along, Johnny Mintz, get along.
fellas. What's new?
Not much.
Not much? Well, hello, Edith. What's new with you?
I've got a new dance. I'd like to show it to you. If you've got rhythm to burn, here's a dance that's easy to learn. If you don't, then your name is Mud. If you don't, you're a social dud. 'Cause everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
And it isn't very hard to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
10 can do it just as well as 2. The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Everybody's learning how to do that brand new apple dance. They say an apple a day will keep the doctor away. Hey, hey. It's easy to dance your cares away. Everybody's learning how to do the Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Come on, learn to do that apple dance. First you gather round, then you cover ground. Do a bit of this, a bit of that, and then do a Fred Astaire, hands up in the air. Truck around and then you start right in again. You must do anything that you know. The most important thing is just to let yourself go.
Say, Edith, what's that apple you're talking about?
It's a new dance they're all raving about. You truck on down and Susie Q, then shag a bit and some posing too. A Lindy Hop, you peck a lot. Put them all together, what have you got? The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Well, my, my. Yes, yes. My, my.
3 Swing Era Gems by Tommy Dorsey's band within a band, the Clambake 7. Just Up, Edith Wright, helped out by Tommy, sang The Big Apple, the dance everybody was doing in August 1937. And before that, a tune written by Raymond Scott titled Twilight in Turkey and featuring the great drumming of Davy Tough, the trumpet of Pee Wee Irwin, and the oblique tenor of Bud Freeman, and Tommy's clarinet master for many years, Johnny Mintz. Twilight in Turkey from April 1937. And starting the set, the August 1939 Clambake 7, featuring Yank Lawson's trumpet, Mintz's clarinet, and Babe Russin's tenor sax, with El Rancho Grande. The vocal was by Huey Prince. And you heard it on the Swing Era.
you give one little thought to me, so someone else may be nearer your heart. Ooh, once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you? Moments before we two drifted apart. Ooh, in love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain. If love still can remember, the spark may burn again. I know that I'll be contented with yesterday's memory, knowing you think of me once in a while.
Tommy Dorsey gems, all from 1937. From October, we heard Edith sing Getting Some Fun Out of Life with Bud's tenor and Johnny's clarinet. And in the middle, another hit for TD from July, the tune Once in a While with that smooth Dorsey trombone and a vocal by the quartet, the three Esquires plus Edith Wright. And before that, another Larry Clinton composition, arranged by Dean Kincaid, Satan Takes a Holiday, with TD and great rhythmic drumming by Davy Tuff. Tommy Dorsey's band, 1937 style. Ha 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 ha
takes you off the beaten track. You don't look at your partner at all when you dance back to back. That's that new attack that the other dancers lack. You can see what goes on in the hall when you dance back to back. Your partner won't see you make eyes at who dances by. Your partner won't mind it, she's doing the same. That's why you must dance back to back. Let me place you in the pack. Cut the cards and I'll deal you a queen and a jack. Back to back.
Time for Jack Leonard and the band chanting, this time the July 1938, I'll See You in My Dreams. And before that, the June 1939 pop tune, Back to Back, unusual in that the trumpet on the first chorus was Tommy himself, a rarity among his band recordings. Edith Wright sang it, and the piano was Howard Smith. And first up, an Axel Stordahl arrangement of Kern's Smoke Gets in Your Eyes with T.D., Bud, and Pee-wee. And that's it, Tommy Dorsey on the Swing Era.
¶¶
that's all for this week. Ah, so much music and so little time, but we'll be back next week with more records from the vault, that's for sure. This is Bud Pearson, hoping you've enjoyed TD, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra on the Swing Era today. If you did, join us next Saturday when we'll present more recordings by the artists who created the styles and the sounds of the Swing Era. We'll see you then, and remember, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Redwood City, a broadcast service of the Sequoia Union High School District, home of the Sequoia High School Cherokees, a California distinguished school. Yesteryear, a look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
Time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. Later on, we'll experience Arch Oboler's famous plays series. But first, on the lighter side, it's the Bob Hope Show. Bob Hope came to radio in a ready-made program premiering on the NBC Blue Network in January of 1935. Hope was featured in the big broadcast of 1938 when his Pepsodent show opened on NBC in September of 38. In 1943, Hope's program topped all shows with a whopping hooper of 40-plus. Hope booked guest stars constantly. Al Jolson, Dorothy L'Amour, Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, Fred Allen, and many more were among those who helped boost Hope's ratings. Hope made his first television appearance on the Star Spangled Review in 1950, but by 51, two-thirds of his radio audience had vanished. Shortly thereafter, Hope made the transition into television. His regular show on radio continued until 1958, though the last 4 years consisted of repeat programs. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear with The Bob Hope Show and guest star Al Jolson from April of 1947. Another classic show from the golden age of radio here on Yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow nose, Fred Allen's alley folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent, then we went to Can You Top This? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Merton, Marge, Amos, and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you. Sodio, Vodio, don't yell, don't radio. I miss you so.
Tonight from the home of Ken Murray's Blackout, the El Capitan Theater, Hollywood, Lieber Brothers Company presents The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Al Jolson.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob 4/7 Hope. I don't care whether I get laughs tonight or not. My sponsor can't call me tonight. Shouldn't use that kind of language anyway. But anyway, the phone strike has affected the contest for my favorite brunette. One listener sent in a jingle saying, "My favorite brunette, how I wish I could date her. She's my long-distance telephone operator." Didn't win a thing. It's going to be tough getting any messages through, too. I was out in my backyard this afternoon, heard one carrier pigeon say to another, "I don't know about you, Mabel, but I ain't strike-breaking." But I feel wonderful tonight. I've been down to Palm Springs. I had to come back. I ran out of cosigners. Palm Springs, that's an old Indian expression meaning pale face come and stay in sun to look like red man, him look at hotel bill and go home pale face. What prices for those rooms down there? For $50 a day, you get a room with a view of the mountains, and for $25 a day, you get one with a view of the desert. My room costs $5 a day. Every morning, the bellboy slipped a postcard of a cactus plant under my door. I stayed at a nice place in Palm Springs. You've heard of the Lone Palm? Well, all night, the dates kept dropping out of it and hitting me in the head. And in the morning, they don't waken you by ringing your telephone. A bellboy tiptoes in, tickles your toes, and whispers, "It's later than you think." Yes, sir. Of course, I mingled with the 400 while I was there. In Palm Springs, they don't care how many they put in a room. It was a nice room, and the towels were all marked his, hers, and put them back. Everybody was there last week, and boy, that sun suit Dorothy L'Amour had on. She was sitting over there with a copy of Forever Amber in her hand, and the book was reading her. I couldn't get regular suntan oil, so I rubbed Texaco number 30 on my back. It was so embarrassing. A Chevrolet kept coming up and nuzzling me.
The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Now all that's worrying me is why that weed-lipped Colonna hasn't phoned yet. What a lucky guy he is, getting to meet my 14 favorite brunettes when they got into that train, the Santa Fe Super Chief, and escorting them around Hollywood. Many a guy would give his right arm to be in Colonna's position. Hello, Hope speaking. Who's this?
Lefty.
Professor Colonna, well... Well, well, so it's Colonna on that end.
Silly boy, it's Colonna on both ends.
Yeah. How are you getting along with those 14 brunettes, Colonna?
Oh, wonderful, Hope. Last night I took them all to Grauman's Theater and paid for all 8 tickets myself.
Colonna, 8 tickets? That only accounts for yourself and 7 girls. How did the other 7 beauties get in?
Small girls, big mustache.
Professor, how could 7 girls hide under your mustache?
I don't ask questions. I just have fun.
I see. Well, look, Colonna, I want to know one thing. Are these girls with you? Joan Davis of Detroit, Ollie Lick of Toronto, Betty Lou Heiser of Washington, Anne Trapedi of New York, Ursula Halloran of Pittsburgh, Loretta Summers of Seattle, Jean Devon, Chicago, Rosita Malek of New York, Mary Ellen Fields, Houston, Yvonne Llewellyn, Salt Lake City, Virginia Kreider, Birmingham, Elaine Barbara, Petrillo, New York, Betty Marlin, Boston, and Nancy Norton, Cleveland.
Pardon?
I said, is Joan Davies...
Too late, I'm on the next page.
You know, Colonna, you're an idiot's idiot.
I didn't know you cared.
You feel pretty good, don't you, Colonna, being the only man with all those girls?
Oh, but I'm not. Naturally, my friend is here, Joe Schlunk, the midget.
Joe Schlunk, the midget? Who's he?
Well, he's the little guy inside the telephone who says, unless this is an emergency, hang up.
That's wonderful. Hey, Colonna, what's that I hear?
I'm kissing one of the girls, huh?
You're kissing one of the girls? Gee, why doesn't that ever happen to me?
I'm sorry, thought you'd object to my mustache. But this is a wonderful game, Hope. The girls line up. I close up my eyes and go down the line kissing each girl and guessing where she's from.
You go down the line kissing each girl and guessing where she's from?
Yes, I'll show you. Now, here's the first one. Miss Houston. Miss New York.
Colonna, who was that?
Mistake.
Thank you, Professor Colonna. Yes, sir. That's Colonna. He gets all the beautiful brunettes, and I get.
Oh,
Miss Vera Vang. Well, Miss Vera Vang, my favorite lunette.
Well, it's Bob Hope, the old para monster.
Say, that's a very pretty hairdo you have, Miss Vega. Is that for Al Jolson?
Yes, it is. And I hope it lasts for Dan Johnson on next week's show.
Yes, he'll be here.
Oh, it all makes me feel so good. I can just feel the years start to slip off of me.
Yeah, you better bounce around a little. I don't think they quite made it.
Oh, bless your heart. I tell you to go jump in the lake, but with all that air in your head, you'd probably keep afloat.
Well, tell me, Miss Vague, what have you been doing this week?
Oh, well, I've been very busy, Mr. Hope. I started chaperoning the 14 favorite brunettes when they arrived here in Hollywood. Oh, my, but they're pretty. I'll bet they created quite a commotion coming out on the train.
Yes, they came out on the Santa Fe Super Chief, and it was the first time the engine ever turned around to whistle.
They really kept me busy, Mr. Hope, as their chaperone. You see, I've been telling them what every young girl should know.
Miss Vague, you remember?
Oh, you merry moron, you.
But while you were escorting the brunettes around Hollywood, Miss Vague, I hope you took them by Paramount and showed them my studio.
Your studio?
That's right.
Yes, I did, Mr. Hope, right after I took them down to Santa Monica and showed them my ocean.
All right, Miss Vague. Just tell me one thing. If you're such a good chaperone, how come Colonna's out with the girls right now?
Colonna's out with them? Oh, my goodness, he'll lead them astray, sure.
Oh, well, don't worry. They're safe with him. He made me a promise. He said, hope to die. Hello?
I'm dead.
Well, in spite of that, Mr. Hope, the girls are perfectly safe. I've doused them with a perfume that keeps men away. It's called Burp.
A perfume called Burp? It sounds terrible. What's it made of?
Dad's old-fashioned root beer.
Well, Miss Bates, don't you want the girls to have any dates at all?
Oh, yes, I do, Mr. Hope. I want you to arrange a date for each one of them with Cary Grant during the next 14 nights. Will you do that?
You want me to arrange 14 dates with Cary Grant?
Yes, please. Now, you see, every night a brunette will show up at Cary's home. She'll be tall, dark, and wearing a black veil over her face.
Now, wait a minute, Miss Vague. Wait, the 14 brunettes will be on tour the next 14 nights. They won't even be in town.
Oh, well, it almost worked.
That's wonderful. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present one of the all-time great names in show business, the man who thrilled us for years on the stage and then thrilled us again in the Jolson story. Here he is himself, Mr. Al Jolson, right here.
California, here I come. Right back where I started from, where flowers of flowers bloomed in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birds sing and everything. A sun kiss, Miss said, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up that golden gate. California, here I come. California, here I come, yeah. Right back where and everything, but son, yes, Miss said, don't be late on. That's why I can hardly wait. Come on, open up, open up, open up that golden gate, California. Here I
orange juice is wonderful stuff, isn't it?
Yeah,
that was
great.
Really wonderful.
Well, naturally it was, Bob. You see, that song is from my picture, The Jolson Story. But I saw a picture last night that was out of this world. 20th Century Fox, Alexander's Ragtime Band. A great picture, Bob, with great music.
Yes, it's a wonderful picture.
Yeah.
You know, Al, Desi Arnaz and his boys have copied the exact style of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. In fact, his maraca players are still wearing the same rags. I noticed that, yeah.
No, those aren't maracas players, Al. They're a couple of rejects from Queen for a Day. But you know, Al... you know, Al, your singing is such a big success, even Frank Sinatra's imitating you.
Frankie is imitating me?
Yes, sir. In his last program, twice he tried to get up on one knee to sing.
What?
But it's wonderful to see a healthy singer. I never saw you looking better, and you're so frisky. Tell me, how do you do it?
Bob, a man's just as old as he feels. And the way I feel, I'm going out and get another bowl of Pablum. Really, I think so.
Take it easy, Al. I'd have a tough time burping you. I want to tell you one... You look great.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Let's forget the jokes for a few minutes, will you? You know something?
What?
I'd like to win a Chevrolet.
Don't tell me you said in a jingle.
Sure, listen to this. My favorite brunette is Larry Parks. He makes with emotions while I make with the barks.
The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
And here we go!
Come on in here. Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here. Come on in here. It's the best band in the land. Say, Bob, come in here. Come in here, will you? Bob.
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, you hokum. Listen. Bob, you know that...
big shoes on the
boy. Oh, son, you know that... Listen, Bob,
that's... What's that?
I'm sorry I didn't finish it, but that's a great song.
Oh,
and it sends me... I love to sing a song.
I know you like that number, Al.
Yeah.
I've heard you on a lot of shows.
Yeah.
In fact, I've heard you on every show. You know that, don't you? You know, you've been making so many guest appearances, Al. Tell me, why don't you get your own radio show?
What, indeed? Where... Wait a minute. Oh, you're spoiling the joke.
We got a joke.
We got... Oh, you... Bob, ask me that again.
All right.
Ask me that again.
Don't do that.
No,
we have
no,
a skeleton up here with us. Wait a minute.
Hey, Al,
look, you've been making so many guest appearances. Tell me, why don't you get your own radio show?
What, and be only... Wait a minute, will you? Ask me that again, quick.
Why don't you get your own radio show?
What, and be only air only once a week? That's it. Come on, hurry up, Bob. We'll be on an hour.
Not on this network. You're not kidding, Al. You know, you've been on so many radio programs. I hear the other day a housewife went into a grocery store and asked for a box of Jolsons.
Well, they're good with mustard. But listen, Bob.
Just how many guest appearances have you made on the radio?
15.
Counting tonight's?
No, I don't count benefits.
Now, look, what do you want more money for? You know, there's no way you can take it with you.
I know. But by the time I'm ready to leave, maybe Canada will have figured out something. You can't tell.
I feel the same way about Crosby. But you know, Al, we haven't mentioned my favorite brunette for 7 or 8 seconds. How'd you like the picture?
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
You don't?
No, after all, I was older than you when I made my comeback.
Yeah, but it took two of you to do it.
Oh, please.
You know, when I was a kid in Cleveland, Al, I used to dream of being like you. So
really?
I started telling jokes and more jokes.
Yes.
And now I'm here in Hollywood, too.
That's right, Bob. Who says crime don't pay? That's what I mean.
You know, I don't have to do this for a living. I can always sell eyebrow tweezers to John L. Lewis.
Bob. You won't get no coal next season.
We'll need it out here, too.
Ah, but memories are great, Bob. I remember the first time I met you.
Yeah, it was at the swankiest hotel in Cleveland, wasn't it?
That's right, Bob. And one thing I've always regretted. I never got a chance to apologize for not tipping you when you brought up the ice water. I remember.
Oh, think nothing of it. Your pocket was one of the easiest I ever picked.
Well, think nothing of it. I'll never forget that time we first met. I was playing in Cleveland, and I phoned down to the hotel operator. Operator, operator.
Yes, sir.
Operator, this is Al Jolson.
Al Jolson? Oh, Joey!
And Sinatra thinks he started that.
Al Jolson! Oh, Albie, you send me! You send me! You send me!
Okay, I'd like to send you, but the elevator don't go down that far. Say, operator, where's that bellboy with my thing? Never mind, I think he's at the door now.
Mr. Jolson?
Who'd you think it was, Sophie Tucker?
Here's your suit, Mr. Jolson.
What took you so long, bellhop?
I just got to work and I had to take it off.
Well, here you are, sir. Do you always carry clothes that way?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't the hanger leave a mark on your nose?
Only when they have overcoats on them.
What's your name, son?
Leslie Hope. Yes. I'm trying to be a comedian, Mr. Jolson.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this joke. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
Every man has a wife, but a nice man has his pick. Isn't that a bomb? How was that, Mr. Jolson?
It stinks, but stop tickling me. Listen. What makes you think you'll ever be a comedian?
Well, last night I won first prize at amateur night over at the Bijou.
What did he give you for first prize?
2 tickets for the Rivoli. Mm. But I'm sure I'll make a great comic.
Just a moment. Let me give you a little advice, son. Show business is a very tough racket. You go from town to town knocking your brains out. It's a long, tough grind to the top. And if you get into it, you'll wish you were dead.
Then why are you in it?
The money is great. Now, look, son, I gotta get dressed. I have a show to catch.
Well, here's your coat, sir.
But where's the pants to the suit?
Did it have pants?
No, the jacket came with a bubble. Now, look, son, wait a minute. Don't stand there, boy. Find my pants.
I'll phone down and see if the bell captain has them.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, well, listen, bell captain, Mr. Jolson doesn't have his pants.
Well, tell him to leave by the back entrance. And what does Jolson's pants look like?
You only have one pair like him. They have a padded left knee.
What? Let me talk to the bell captain. Hello? This is Al Jolson.
Who?
Al Jolson. Mammy. Son of boy.
Dad, I got one man's family on the wire. What?
Listen, you run in the tailor shop and get my pants pronto.
Okay. What am I running for? My name ain't Pronto.
Listen, Mr. Jolson, while you're waiting, I'll show you my act.
Yeah? What can I do? You caught me with my pants down. Now look.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'll show you what I've got. Just listen. I'll sing one of your greatest songs.
Okay.
Oh, California, here I come. Yeah. Right back where I started from. Yeah. Where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Oh, these more... Give me a chance, Mr. Jolson.
Each morning at dawn and Bertie singing everything. A sun-kissed miss said, don't be late, don't be late. That's why I can hardly wait. I wait. Open, open up that golden gate.
Oh. Opened up the girl. Opened up the pearly gate too, didn't I?
And here is Mr. Al Jolson, ladies and gentlemen, singing one of Irving Berlin's most beautiful songs, Always.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always, but when I'll be there always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but
memory of what Easter season brought, in deed as well as thought, the good you did for each crippled kid with the Easter seals you bought. And we thank you so much, and thanks for the memory of this month that's set aside in a drive that's nationwide to help ensure a cancer cure that's bound to turn the tide. And we thank you so much. Folks, the king size thank you to Al Jolson. Al Jolson, there's the kind of a showman I want to be when I grow up. A showman like Al Jolson only happened once in a lifetime. Fame in the songwriting game. You only get one Irving Berlin in a lifetime. Those wonderful tunes and Alexander's ragtime band surely prove it. Next week, we'll have that MGM charmer, Van Johnson, with us. Until then, good night.
To send your jingles right away. Hudson is giving away four Chevrolets every 7 days.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.
From April of 1947, it's been the Bob Hope Show with special guest star Al Jolson.
In a moment, Arch Obler's plays with Big Ben as yesteryear continues.
The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with yesteryear. Here's Craig Roberts.
Arch Obler's plays was a series of original dramas by the medium's Wonder Boy. In the late 1930s, it was a golden age of experimental drama on radio. NBC had their long-running radio guild, and in March of 1939 added Arch Obler's plays. Arch Obler grew up in Chicago, one of the busiest centers of radio drama in the 1930s. After his initial success at NBC, Obler began writing mini-dramas for the network's Grand Hotel, then went on to the Rudy Valley Show, and landed in 1936's eerie little midnight program called Lights Out. Arch Obler's plays ran the gamut from tragedy to fantasy, the same kind of horror he had done on Lights Out. His fame spread, and top-flight stars began to ask for roles in his plays. Betty Davis, Edmund O'Brien, Frank Lovejoy, and James Cagney all appeared on Obler's show. Plays concluded in March of 1940, but then in April of 45, he returned to Mutual with a new version of plays. By then, Norman Corwin, though, had become a poet in residence at CBS and a master of the form Obler had helped create in the late 1930s. Many of Obler's dramas strongly resembled Corwin's in style and content. Plays ran through the summer on Mutual and ended October 11th, 1945. Return with us now to those exciting days of yesteryear with Arch Obler's plays and Big Ben from sometime in the late 1930s. Another classic program from the radio vault of yesteryear.
Arch Obler's plays. Stories of the unusual.
This is Arch Obler. I wrote the play you're about to hear while I was in Africa, and there isn't a gorilla or a crocodile or a leaping lion in it. But I think my typewriter and I can promise you a suspenseful time.
And now to Africa and Arch Obler's play, Big Ben.
No, blasted bootlace. Anne, I say Anne.
Yes, Jeff.
Infernal bootlace, I just broke it. Do you happen to know if there's another one in the house?
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I'm sure there isn't. Put a knot in the old one.
Knot? Infernal country, nothing stays together, nothing. Come to Africa and make your fortune. Come to Africa and lose your mind, that's what. I don't know
Were
why
you
I...
able to fix the lace, dear?
Yes, I fixed it. Now where's my tobacco pouch? And what is so humorous all of a sudden?
Oh, you are, my darling.
Hmm?
This is your I Hate Africa week. You celebrate it twice a year, you know.
Well, I say now, that's because a man expresses an opinion. Look, I haven't the time to argue. Where is my tobacco pouch anyway? And if that infernal Mukosi...
It's on the mantelpiece, as always, dear, next to Big Ben.
Oh? Oh.
Well, how did you get there?
Yeah, Anne, I say, come here a moment.
Yes, Jeff, what is it?
Would you look at this? This infernal clock of yours?
Clock? What's the matter?
Well, look at it. 10 after 10. Why, I just reset it at dinner time. It's gained a full hour in 3 hours.
I'll reset.
No, let me. Oh, no, this is the end. Now the infernal thing stopped.
Well, perhaps it isn't wound.
I wound it myself an hour ago.
I'll fix it. There.
Well, of all the...
We understand each other, Big Ben and I.
Sheer sentimentality, an old clock.
How about your getting a little sentimental?
Oh, now, Anne, I how do you ever endure me?
Maybe it's love.
You sound like something out of an American cinema. Where is that infernal boy with the car? I've 50 miles...
Hold still. Let me fix your shirt.
Hmm? All right. Why does George Mapes always have to break his leg or his generating plant at this hour?
That's a question.
And why didn't that runner of his fall in the river, message and all? Now, where is that?
There's your car.
Well, you're sure you'll be all right, darling? I'll be back in a few hours.
Well, of course. Why shouldn't I be all right? I'm among friends.
Yes, quite. And there's always Mukosi. No, that boy, wake up the baby. Goodbye, Anna.
Oh, goodbye, Jeff. And don't drive too fast. Oh, that man... Well, Big Ben, we've come through another crisis.
You're welcome. But you know, you are getting to be a bit of a nuisance, stopping at all hours, starting up for no reason at all. Can't you behave yourself? Oh, little Ben. Now you. I'm coming. All right, mister, what is it? Oh, it's conversation you want. At this hour. Oh, no. No use. I won't pick you up. All right, so I'm a weak character. Up you go. Macusi, is that you? Well, I distinctly heard the door. All right, little Ben, we'd better go see.
You hear the drum, little Ben? I wonder why they are drumming tonight. There's no particular celebration that I know of. Macusi, why didn't you answer me? What?
Jumbo, Miss Holmes.
Mommy, who let you in? Did Macusi? Well, no matter. It's good to see you. Won't you sit down?
Indeed, Miss Holmes.
It's been weeks since I've seen you. Is everything all right? Masuri sana?
Indeed, Miss Holmes.
The baby says hello to you, Mommy. You know, little Ben, you're having a very fortunate childhood, no matter what your father thinks. Here you are, just past one, and you're already speaking to kings. No comments, infants. Now then, what can I do for you, Mommy? I'm sorry to have to tell you that you just missed the Bwana Macubra. He left just a few moments ago.
Deal. I see Wago.
Oh, then you want to talk to me?
Deal.
Well, this is an occasion indeed. What is it, Mommy?
I have son.
What? Have son? Oh, congratulations. How wonderful. I had no idea. Is it your youngest wife?
Apana. I know of son.
Well, I don't understand. Or maybe I do. You mean you had a son, and now you have no son.
Deal. I know of son.
Yes, I know. It happened about 3 years ago, didn't it? Mommy, why the drums tonight? What's the occasion?
3 years ago, you killed my son.
I.
On that table. This table. You kill. I know.
What are you talking about? I tried to save your son's life. He was choking to death. My husband, the Bwana, he and I tried to open his windpipe so the boy could breathe.
You put knife in neck.
Yes, to save. Don't you understand? He was choking. If we could have opened his windpipe in time, he would have lived. He died, but you heard yourself what the Bwana doctor said when he got here the next day. The boy would have died anyway. He was brought here too late. Oh, this is very shocking to me. I'm sure it will be to the Bwana. I think that all these years you thought... Why did you wait all this time to tell me? Mommy, do you understand? Why did you not tell me long, long time ago? Why did you wait?
I wait for you to have man child.
What?
I wait for man child to grow, to be just old like my son. I count day. Now is day. Toto, little Ben, just old like my man child. Day for day.
What is that? Mommy, you'd better go. Yes, now. Come back when the Bwana Mukubra is here. He'll talk to you. Mommy, you heard me. Go. Pacey, Pacey.
No. My wives have only girl child. No mom child. Your knife, thou my seed.
Mommy, I don't want to listen anymore. I tell you to go. Go. I've got to put the baby to bed, please. Please go now, please.
See knife, Miss Holmes.
My knife? The one... thought I'd lost it.
Same knife, same table. Now you put man child on table. Big Ben speak. Soon be same time. All same. Two horns, Big Ben goes straight up. Like time, long time ago. Knife go, your man child and spirit of my man child be free to come back my seed. Put man child on table, Miss Holmes.
Then you have a nightmare. You dream that you're awake. You know you're not awake. It's just a dream. You know if you could wake up, it would end. Is this a dream? Reality? I don't know. My baby's sleeping on the table. The savage is waiting. The knife. Mommy. Mommy, listen. I've got to talk to you. What I did, it was to save your boy. The doctor, Bwana doctor, you know him. We'll go to him. He'll tell you. Yes, we'll go there now. We'll walk. What day is it? I think this is the day he'd be at Marlow. It's only 20 miles. We'd be there by morning. You'd hear the truth from him. You'd know. Please go with me. Mommy, why don't you answer me? Stop. Stop looking at that clock and answer me.
Soon be time. Two hands, Big Ben goes straight up. Big Ben speak long. Then knife goes your man child. And spirit my man child be free. Then I have my son back.
The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
And now back to Arch Obler's play, Big Ben. A child lies on a table, and the knife in the hand of the native chief waits for the clock to strike as the thoughts in the child's mother swirl in agony.
Run. Oh, darling, if I were to grab you up and run, open the door, get out into the brush, there'd be a chance. That's what I'll do. Get up slowly, slowly. His eyes are on the clock. Move to the table. Slowly. Will I be able to move before he... Oh, no, don't think of that. Just move. Slowly. He's turned his head.
Do not touch Toto or I kill now.
I wasn't going to. Help! Oh, somebody help me, help me! He's going to kill my baby, help! Please help me!
My people know soon I have some.
Oh! He's awake. He's smiling. He thinks it's very funny not being in his own bed, being awake so late. Oh, darling, darling, if I could take you in my arms, hold you. When he struck, maybe the knife. Oh, Jeff. Jeff, if only you hadn't gone away. But you can't help me now, can you? I've got to do it all myself, or he'll be dead in a little while. A little while. I don't want to look and see how soon, but I've got to. Maybe if I know, I'll be so afraid I won't be afraid anymore. My head won't be full of little pinwheels. I'll think. I'll find a way. I will look at Big Ben. Oh, dear God, there's only 10 minutes left. I can't sit here and let it happen. I've got to do something. Anything. Throw myself over the baby. Let the knife. But he'll kill me and then he'll kill little Ben. But even if I die, I can't let anything happen to my baby. If I had something in my hands to use, something. The clock. Jeff, that little gun you gave me once, long ago. I was afraid of it. I put it there. I lied to you when you asked me where I kept it. Told you it was someplace where I could get it easily. Then I hid it and forgot it. It's in the clock. In Big Ben. I've got to get it now. I've got to. 7 minutes left. I have to move quickly. Mommy, listen. Can I go to the clock? Can I go around the table to Big Ben?
Go. Big Ben?
Yes, please.
Harpana. I kill.
No, no, listen. I don't want to touch the baby. Not little Ben. Big Ben. The clock. No, I don't mean the mantle where the clock is sitting. The Bible. Yes, see the Bible? It's up there. I want to get my Bible. Please. Please let me. You went to the missionary school, you understand. I want to read the Bible now, Mommy. Let me. Now.
Big Ben Hans. Soon be... up.
The Bible! Let me get the Bible!
Dio.
Oh, thank you.
Harpana!
No! Why did you stop me, you said?
Look! Big Ben!
No! It is midnight yet. You can't kill you. You said not until midnight. Oh, you can't, you can't, you can't.
Big Ben, stop!
Stop! Stop!
Big Ben, stop.
Yes. And it isn't midnight. It isn't midnight.
Big Ben, stop.
Yes. And now I'm going to the mantle and get my Bible. And you won't stop me. You won't. Dear God, I suddenly remembered something. I can't go there and get the gun. I can't. If I touch the clock, it might start again. If it starts in 3 minutes, it'll be midnight, and he'll... I can't go get the gun.
Big Ben, start soon again. I know.
No. It won't. It won't.
Big Ben, start. Talk soon.
No, no, no. It stopped. It stopped for good. You can't kill my baby. Big Ben won't let you.
How you know this? Tell me how you know this.
Because the God in Big Ben is angry at you, yes. What do you think makes him tick? The God inside of him. There's a God inside of everything, you know that. You believe that. And there's a God in Big Ben. And he'll never talk again because he's angry at you. So go. Go quickly before the God in Big Ben kills you. Go.
Apana. I make God speak your word. I make...
No! Oh, no, don't touch Big Ben. Don't. The fire will run from him through you. Burn you where you stand. Don't touch him.
Orin down, gishu naun gujit. Nerium ashayam gujit amaninje nindayam.
What is he? He's praying. Praying to the clock. Oh, dear God, don't let him get closer to it. Don't let him touch it. If he does, it'll start again. Don't let him touch it. Jeff, where are you? Why don't you come home? If you'd only come now. No. You'd open the door and the sound would start Big Ben again and the knife. Oh, no, don't come home, Jeffrey. Don't come home. Big Ben. At the edge of the table, he falls. The sound. Oh, little Ben, don't move. Don't move. Oh, please don't move. He stopped praying. He's turning toward me.
Bible.
What? What did you say?
Bible, take.
Take the Bible? Why? Why the Bible?
Missionaries say Bible has word of God. Take Bible. Make your word to God, Big Ben.
Oh, no.
Take Bible.
I can't.
I take it.
No, no, I will. I will. Let me.
Pacey, get quick.
Oh, I can't move any faster. My legs. Oh, Jeffrey, I'm moving toward it. And when I touch the shelf, the clock will start and he... The gun inside the clock... If I open the clock, will I be able to get the gun before he...
Take Bible. Make pray.
No. First, I must kiss the God like this.
Why, you... Big Ben talk. Make big talk. Now I kill...
No! It's all right, little Ben. It's all right.
This is Arch Obler again. Now I'd like to thank the players in tonight's play, Virginia Gregg, Charles Lampkin, and Ben Wright. You know, long before excursions into outer space became a matter of international intrigue, I wrote a play called Rocket to Manhattan. I'll tell you more about it after a short message from your announcer.
The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
Obler again, about the play Rocket from Manhattan. There have been all sorts of space stories since I wrote my play over 20 years ago, but I want you to hear it because I think it's even more timely and exciting than the day I took it out of my typewriter. So meet me here next time for Rocket from Manhattan.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the Unusual. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
It's been Arch Obler's plays with Big Ben from sometime in the late 1930s. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have on this edition of Yesteryear, but join us again next week, and why not invite a friend to listen and together enjoy more great moments from the golden age of radio. I'm Craig Roberts with those exciting days of yesteryear. Till next time, so long.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, I miss you so. Do 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 radio. I miss you so.
The preceding program copyright Edgewater Productions. All rights reserved. Thank you.
KCEA Atherton Redwood City, a broadcast service of the Sequoia Union High School District, home of the Carl Mount High School Scots, online at kcea.org.
In its silvery light, it seems to say the time is right. Love me tonight. Life is so uncertain, and no one seems to know how long we have to linger on. Tomorrow we may both be gone. Love me tonight. Oh, let me feel your arms, and let me feel your kiss. And if this great big world must end, let it it end like this? My lips are yours forever, my heart is in your hand, my love is yours to have to hold. Don't wait until the moon is old, love me
Nothing but the best music, 24/7, around the world, nonstop. The best of the big bands on Big Band 89.1 KCEA. Online at kcea.org, the home of the big bands.
Hello, boys. This is Francis Wayne with Woody Herman and his band. We're making some Vedas today, and I would like to sing a song called "Happiness Is Just a Thing Called Joe." It seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilacs wanna grow. He's got a way when he kisses me, it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Because happiness is just a thing called the cabin.
this is just a thing called joy.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming a favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Are all really true?
my love for you. It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all the beach with you. I love the whole day through and cuddle close beneath a big red umbrella on the beach with you. That's where I'll undo a basket lunch for two, and through a straw I'm gonna drink sarsaparilla on the beach with you. We'll sit on the sands, start holding hands far from the crowd. Neath bright skies above, I'll say I love you right out loud. We can dream.